Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org
or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. #BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was like a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
#maybejustfriends for now.
#campforlife. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back with the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour. We are live from Orlando, Florida.
What is that noise?
The crowd goes wild.
That happens to be that noise. This happens to be our engineer and producer, Chris Shaw. You still there, Chris? I figured as much.
And so many other things he is.
The other voice you hear in the background is our co-host, David Hildebrand.
It's me.
Hello. And our other co-host on Talk Arena, my beautiful wife, Lynn.
I'm back.
You're back? And what
back
about our
two.
Fabulous Charlotte?
She said.
Just screening them calls.
She's screening those calls. Charlotte Massey.
Yeah.
A phone number, 407-894-1680. We're going right to trivia time. Trivia time, 407-894-1680.
Okay, loyal listeners.
David makes good songs, doesn't he?
Wait a minute. Did they run out of stuff to talk about?
No.
I'm listening to the word. Did they run out of stuff to talk about? You had a lot of music back in the day that you could have talked about. But they talked about this phenomenal message right here, and it is funny.
They talked about some wild stuff.
Right. That was wild.
That's me picked that. What, you should have known, Chris.
Listen, we got we got somebody that already know it. His name is Jack, and he's from St. Louis, Missouri. Jack, are you there?
Oh, St. Louis is here.
Hot tonight.
Jack, St. Louis is hot tonight. Two in a row. Here we go.
All right.
Hey, St. Louis has got it going on.
Well, that is a great music.
Well, St. Louis know their music too.
It's true. That is a great music, a great blues city.
So who's singing it?
That's my man, Johnny Rivers.
You got it,
Johnny Rivers.
You are so right. I had faith. I knew that somebody was going to come up with that right away.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't mind if I do.
All right.
You do. That's Thank funny. You.
You'll
keep
enjoy
on,
that.
Keep too. On listening.
I will.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Jack.
All right, hold on, Jack. Don't hang up, all right?
Oh, no, I need to go get my address.
That's right.
Yeah, right, hold on one moment.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Jack from St. Louis. We got two people who won right in a row from St. Louis.
And they all know their music out there.
But listen, the words to that song said, "Rockin' pneumonia, boogie woogie flu."
That's right.
Like, was it an epidemic of pneumonia and a flu going around in 1971 and 72?
It just means you need to wash your hands.
Like, I heard of the bird flu. I even heard of swine flu.
Yeah.
But they made a song out of
it. Why don't you put it on for another 30 seconds?
I got the rockin' pneumonia.
Put it on for another 30 seconds.
That's a jamming song there now.
They said.
They must have been sick.
Rock, right. Was somebody sick after the Vietnam War? So, like, what happened?
Might be during the Vietnam War.
All in harmony, too. They did what we have today. You put a beat to it and don't worry about the words.
There you go.
Just go. So the guitar itself is already blazingly happening.
That's
and
right.
Then you just made the words up. And they did it in good harmony, too. You hear the first tenor, second tenor, baritone, and bass.
Yeah, man.
I got rockin' pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu.
We made Chris's night with that song.
I'm telling you, I'm bringing in the tunes for you there, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. David, you didn't bring your guitar tonight, but why don't you tell everybody about what you do?
Well, you're moonlighting. Yes, moonlighting. But I don't only do radio, my friends. Mm-hmm. I play guitar, and so I was jamming away. We're here in Orlando, so on Friday night I was up in Lake Mary at Jack's Fifth Avenue playing with a couple friends, a piano player and a trombone and a sax player. So we had a fun time there on the patio. The playing outside is going to finish soon, though, friends. You know, here in Florida, there's a lot of restaurants and bars that have got patios. They love to have entertainment outside, which is great. But you know what? I'm getting old, and here in Florida, it's going to be 95 degrees before too long. So,
and the mosquitoes.
I'm about done with doing those outside things till September. Brenda says I need to start charging a lot more.
Probably right.
During the summertime.
You deserve it.
There you go.
Well, when you said moonlight, and I thought of this.
Chris has got the word association going.
Not a trivia.
I know, right? It's not a trivia.
Nothing could change.
Very nice.
That's from the old TV show, Moonlight.
I knew there had to be a connection in there.
Wow. So when you said, while he's out moonlighting, the moonlighting came, the theme came through. It was the TV show, Bruce Willis was in it.
Okay.
Called Moonlighting. I can't think of his co-host, but you know, Mike, you know it.
He's thinking.
Sure, Chris. You say so, buddy.
I'm not telling my
so
age.
So we're going to go to break, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to have more music. The one and only Duncan Holmes is on the other side.
That's right. He's
We're
going
to go to break.
He's waiting.
As the boss with the hot sauce would say, we're going to go to break. Won't be long. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Don't go anywhere.
Ah, 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 ah.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was, like, a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at WhiteCaneCoffee.com.
Have you ever listened to the world's bestseller, the book that's been translated into more languages and impacted more lives than any other? I'm talking about the Bible. When was the last time you listened to God's holy word? MegaVoice, maker of the world's first accessible solar-powered audio Bible, is also the maker of the world's only bilingual audio Bible with cross-navigation in thousands of language combinations. MegaVoice is small, lightweight, and rugged. You can contact us at MegaVoice at info@megavoice.com or by calling us at the 1-800 number, 1-800-219-1758. Again, that's 1-800-219-1758. Isn't it time that you read the world's bestseller?
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
The National Church Conference of the Blind will hold its annual church conference at the Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel in Erlanger, Kentucky. Please join us August 10th through the 16th. You will participate in Bible teaching, workshops, tours, talent time, wonderful fellowship, and more using Braille and large print documents and hymnals. The National Church Conference for the Blind's theme this year is Why the Kingdom is the Only Way from Ephesians 1, 2 through 14. Sunday morning worship service will be given by Dr. Enoch Williams. Spiritual messages will be presented by keynote speaker Pastor Dave Andres, Dr. Martha Moser, and Reverend Paul Weingartner. Bible teacher this year is Pastor J. Wesley Sebring. Hotel complimentary shuttle will pick you up at the airport and to and from off-site restaurants within a 5-mile radius of the hotel. Call Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel, Erlanger, Kentucky, to make your reservations today. 859-746-5608. Only $89 per night, including continental breakfast. Join us.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
All right, welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You have tuned in to the finest radio show on the dial here on Sunday evenings. My name is Dave, along with Michael, with Lynn. We got Chris behind the scenes there, and of course, our dear friend Miss Massey doing the screening. If you want to call in, which we know you do, of course, you need to call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And I hear rumor we have got a very special guest, a fine musician with a name that sounds like he's in show business already. We have Duncan Holmes on the line, I hope. Duncan, are you there, sir?
Are you there, Duncan?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man.
Hi, Duncan. Good evening.
Good evening.
We appreciate you calling in, and I'm excited to talk to you today because we've already heard good things about you from a couple young ladies that met you at one of the blind camps. I understand you're an outstanding piano player, musician, and I was hoping you can. I'm a guitar player myself, so I'm particularly interested in the music aspect, and so I asked if I could talk to you and at least kind of lead the discussion anyway.
Sure.
First, if you would, tell us a little bit about you, about yourself. Where do you call home, and when did you start playing piano?
I was born in New York City of Southern parents, I might add, and grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm what they used to call an RLF baby, now retinopathy and prematurity. And I went to school at the Maryland School for the Blind, where I did learn music. I started playing piano when I was 3 and drove my family crazy. So it was decided when I was at 8 years of age that I better take lessons. And so I did, and at the School for the Blind, when I graduated from there, I went to college at Shenandoah Conservatory of Music in Winchester, Virginia, for my Bachelor of Music in Performance, piano performance. And I got my master's degree in music ed from University of North Texas in Denton, where I met my lovely wife, Sharon, who I have been married for 43 years almost.
Wow.
We live in Fredericksburg, Texas, a tourist town. Right now, it's becoming more and more a wine country town. So many wineries, I have mixed feelings about that. But I am a full-time musician, have been. That's the one marketable skill I have that I believe that God had graced me with, talent on loan from God. And I play at churches, although that's not as much not as I used to, because the opportunities just aren't as plentiful. But I do play at a hotel lounge. I play with a combo of two other grumpy old men like myself. We're called the Raggedy Cats, because we're past 70. We do early rock tunes, Fats Domino, World War II standards, and other
nice.
Pieces like
all
that.
All types, wow.
And then I also play at my church, Hill Country Church, Fredericksburg. I am also I do go on the road and play. In fact, I'm going to Pennsylvania the end of June to Chambersburg, where I'll be doing a concert of a lot of classical and show tunes and sacred pop, because I'd like to say I'm a piano for the message. The Lord Jesus, Yeshua, has changed and still is changing my life, and that's what I'm all about. That's why I do what I do.
Very nice. Well, I know you would have started off with classical music, but do you have a favorite kind of music that you enjoy playing the most?
Depends on the mood. Depends on the mood I'm in at the moment. I just got through today, by the way, accompanying a voice recital that went on for about two and a half hours with all these voice students and their teacher, who's a friend of ours. So I just got home an hour before I came on the air.
That's incredible. Do you read Braille music?
I do, but and I will continue to do it. I'm so rusty at it, though. It's always been arduous for me. I've never been a great Braille music reader. Great with the ear, but the trouble with the ear is that you will try to play the way other people play it. You need to have your own interpretation and style, and that's where Braille music affords you that opportunity. But you can use your recordings in the process. I do.
Sure. I mean, certainly it's a good guide, but unfortunately, as you well know, your two hands are tied up on the piano, so if we were blessed with a third hand, we could do the Braille music at the same time. But otherwise, we can we can just use it as a guide to memorize from, but otherwise...
Yeah, because you got to read, remember, and play. You've got to memorize as you go along. There's no other way.
So, Duncan, no other way. Would you like to play on the air for us? I know everybody's waiting to hear you play.
I will be more than happy to. I'll just warn you, although many of you listening on the phone or listening on the radio, it's not going to sound pure and all
we
that.
Know.
You're listening. It's coming across a cell phone. But who cares? I'm going to play and have fun anyway.
That's okay. Right. The performance will still be there for sure.
That's right. Okay. One of my favorites is an old spiritual, Just the Closer Walk with Thee, and that's my prayer. And I'm going to play it the way I always play it.
All right, go for it, man.
Yeah, seems like Chris knows
excited.
It.
That one of the coolest, jazziest versions of that tune I've ever heard, man. Sounded good. I like that.
Duncan, I think you have a caller for you.
Chris, hello. Yeah. How are you doing?
Wait, one second.
Who's that?
Bruce.
This is Bruce Cutler up in North New York. Hi, Bruce. Good to hear your voice. He's got his own radio program on the net, Gospel Doings and all that, and he's up there. He does our sound for the National Church Conference for the Blind, and Bruce, it's going to be great to be with you in Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm the Bruce Cutler that you're talking to. I'm the one that does the sound for him.
All right.
Oh, very nice.
Good job.
last year he was at our banquet, And the word awesome fits him better than anything he has said so far.
Sounds like it's going to be a good time in Kentucky.
He is going to
Well, we
be
give
our,
the Lord credit for it.
I understand he's also going to be our entertainment for our banquet this year in Erringer, Kentucky.
Right. I just read the PSA for the National Church Conference in August.
That's going to be fine.
Right, that's the 10th through the 16th.
Right, right. Sounds like it's going to be great.
Edward, yes, you're going to be there. I'll be there the 10th or the 16th. I asked for my dear wife because she does battle stage 4 cancer, but she is generally feeling pretty good and
praise
able to
God.
Do normal stuff. But you keep her in prayer. Keep us both in prayer, too.
Praise God. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've invited you to be on my radio show, and if the Lord wills, that'll happen.
Well, thank you for calling.
You. We appreciate
thank
it.
You
for
thanks
calling,
for
calling, buddy.
Thank
we'll
you,
Bruce.
Be well. Okay.
Wishing you much success on that radio show.
That's right.
Hey, I wonder, Duncan, have you ever listened to any of the Dave Brubeck had a lot of religious music along with jazz stuff. I saw him years ago when he was alive. Do you ever hear any of that, the praise stuff that he had?
The only thing of his I heard was a choral work that he wrote, choral, orchestra, choir, and piano, called The Voice in the Wilderness, and it was a Lenten program that I heard at the National Cathedral in Washington years ago.
I'll bet you that was something.
And, yeah, he had his quartet there and had orchestra. And that's the only religious, Christian thing or whatever I've heard. But, of course, everybody knows Take 5, and they play that to the ground.
Sure. Well,
I get tired of that.
When I heard you playing the piano, you reminded me of one of my favorite piano players, Fats Waller.
Oh, gosh. That guy has the king of stride, they call it. You know, he's the king of ain't misbehaving, you know, and all
right.
That. All that good stuff, you know.
There you go.
We have another caller for Duncan.
Duncan, you got fans
popular.
All over the place, man. We got another
this
call
from
for
Jupiter,
you.
Jupiter, Florida. Name is Christine. Do you like to give me a shout out?
Christine,
you're on.
You gave
hey
a
there,
shout out.
How
thank you.
Doing?
Christine's calling.
Hey Duncan, I just wanted to give you a shout out. I think
yes.
You're doing great, and all our friends are listening too. I just wanted to give you that note of encouragement.
Well, thank you, Christine. She's a dear. I tell you, all those people. She has rescued me, rescued Sharon too, many times. Sharon's sighted as far as technical stuff. There you go.
Christine's got her friends from all over the country, all over the world, listening in to you there.
Oh yeah,
right?
It's so nice that everybody's on the phone together.
Yep.
Really is.
Well, thank
oh, yes, they
you so much, and I'll be
hear,
on with you guys
hear
in a while.
Show. So it's excellent.
All right. Thanks, Christine.
thanks,
you're
Christine.
Welcome.
Stop. You'll catch you later.
Take care, Christine.
God bless you all.
God bless you,
you
too.
Too.
Take care.
You too.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Well, thank you, Duncan. It was really a treat. I hope we can have
Duncan,
you back again.
Duncan, thank you so much. It was a real treat for you being on the radio.
Pleasure to talk to you and to get a chance to meet you, man, and continued success.
God bless you.
One musician
care.
To another.
I'm thank you so much, and I hope we get more callers that'll come back even after I get off the air. Just I hope some sighted people call, too.
Oh, they
so
will.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye
jam
bye,
on.
Duncan.
All right, I'll play on. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless
now.
You. Yeah.
Well, we'll go to break in about 30 seconds, Michael.
All right, we're going
to
go to trivia.
No, all right, that was
break.
Fun.
First a break. Going to break. We'll be right back with coming back with trivia. Take care. Here we go. Don't go away.
You can call us.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly 2 decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades since we understood that there was a deterioration in our vision. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding, the state of the art in this field, is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthine, lutein, and zeaxanthine. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
For more information, visit MacuHealth.com. That's MacuHealth.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We have a call on the line right now.
I hear rumor. This is my old buddy, Bri Carling, I do believe. Bass player extraordinaire.
Where are they calling in from?
Hi, Michael and Dave. Very good evening to both of you. It's great Sanford. To finally hear this fine radio program.
Sanford, Florida. He's calling from Sanford, Florida.
Good to have you call in, man. I play with Brian in a band and do some duo work as well. So last time we were playing together was at the beach over in New Smyrna with a little sand in our shoes and all that stuff.
Yeah, up at the ocean breeze, up way up high, looking out over the ocean. It was a gorgeous day there.
There you go. I've got to tell you, tell the listeners real quick, I met Bri originally, not playing at a bar or anything. He is a fellow ham radio operator. And I actually met him on Morse code talking, and then we found out we're both musicians and... got together, played at a couple little open mics, and the rest is history.
We've
been playing all over the place, and we even played at a pub in Cambridge. So Cambridge, England, that is. So we're international duo there for
you're an interesting guy, David.
So we have a good time. Poor Bri though was in the hospital today.
He's
out already making calls. He had a kidney stone problem. So.
Yeah, I got treated like a king down there at Florida Hospital in Altamont Springs today, but They're very polite. They don't let you see the bill until after you've gone home.
That is a good thing. until you've got a couple painkillers in you, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought for sure that Bri would be sound asleep by the time the show started, but he is awake and a dedicated friend there. So,
well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
well,
Bri.
Appreciate you giving a buzz and hang
better.
In there. Get feeling better, buddy.
That's very
thank
nice.
You. I will. I know you've got other callers, and I'll be listening. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Thank
all
you.
Right, man. Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Right now, we're going to trivia. Trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
Nowhere through a caravan, around the campfire light. A lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized. She danced around and round to a guitar melody.
Okay, who's singing this song? Now you got to be really good to know this song. 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song?
They got some crazy castanet player in there. That's all I know. Somebody's going nuts with a castanet.
She's a gypsy woman.
And I bet you the bass player in that band, the bass singer was a guy named Chris Shaw back when he was very young, I believe.
Do, 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 you already know.
There you go.
Do, do, do,
sounds just like him.
You know, I used to do a little something back in the day. Wait till you get my age. You'll understand.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I'll never get your age again. I've already been through there, passed down that street a few years back, I'm afraid. But, wow, Gypsy Woman. Who did that song?
Don't sing this song. Don't tell them the title. Then they look it up.
Well, they said
heard it.
They said it plain as day.
407-894-1680.
If you can look it up and find it, good for you.
That's cheating.
I'd be surprised if they could find it any other way. But
yeah,
somebody's going to find
it. I've never heard of that group. That's the first. You got me with that one. I say I'm the king.
You never heard that group?
No, I'm the king of gospel, and I'm the prince of old school
R&B. I'll tell you one thing right now. The question is, who was their lead singer that they broke up with? And he had a couple hits, and they had a hit. This was the only hit they ever had, but it was a good group.
Come on, St. Louis.
They were the backup group to this lead singer.
My friends in St. Louis, I know they know.
You say
somebody.
They were the backup group to a lead singer?
Yeah.
Yep. To a lead singer.
Yep. He was the lead singer of the group originally.
This guy, Michael, he had to dig deep somewhere to come
was
up
a,
with
this
crazy
big hit.
Stuff.
This was
Eddie,
a big hit.
Was it Eddie Ruffin?
No. Who was he? What, let me say this. What group was he with? David Ruffin.
Wasn't he with the Temps?
That's right. Temptations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who did this song? This would have been back in the Cold War, I believe.
I'm only gonna wait one more minute, and then I'm gonna tell one more minute, and then I'm gonna tell who was saying it, and I'm gonna tell the lead singer. One more minute. That's all we're waiting for. 407-894-1680.
I kind of got who the lead. This group was a backup group to a lead singer who left the group originally.
Yeah, the group broke up. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they fired him.
No, he was a good singer.
Well, we got a caller coming in right now, so bear with me.
Oh, thank goodness.
Someone's gonna bail us out. I think we kinda got it. I think I know who it is. But I'm gonna wait till this caller, and if not, then I'm gonna take a shot at it.
Okay.
Because I kinda know, but I don't know.
It wasn't the Beatles.
Yeah, Chris
then I was gonna say Mick Foley.
Actually, I'm hoping this caller will bail Michael out, because Michael's the one that needs bailing out. Somebody that actually knows this tune. So let's see.
Can husband and wife call back to back?
can husband and wife from St. Louis?
No, come on, no more St. Louis.
If it's a wife, that's a different story.
No, they won already.
They won already.
Oh man. Oh well. I was pulling for you guys. I was trying.
Yeah, the husband and wife combo called back, and she called in this time.
That's Glenda.
Glenda, yeah.
Kind of cheating, but
they were honest about it though.
But still, they're cool. They know their stuff.
Are you ready?
He's good. He's good if he knows it.
You want to give it a try?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's give it a try. We got Glenda on the phone line. Glenda from St. Louis.
Glenda,
yay, St. Louis.
Yes.
I want one question, Glenda.
Yes.
Is your husband looking this up? Is he looking up and he asking Alexa? Is he asking all this stuff?
No.
He knows.
He knows all music.
I know he does. All right.
Well, before I get the answer, ask him one question. One question. Then I'll know he's telling the truth. Who was the lead singer of the group? Originally,
Curtis Mayfield.
Wrong.
It wasn't Curtis Mayfield.
No,
that was a good guess.
The lead singer originally of that group.
Okay, that's who I was thinking of.
No.
So okay,
I'll give you the initials. J B.
There wasn't no James Brown.
No, I didn't say J. J B.
That's the only J B we
know. All right, Glenda, who's the name of the group? Glenda. Glenda, what's the name of the group?
Impressions.
100% right. Okay. Now, who was the lead singer originally of the Impressions?
With just my imagination.
Jerry Butler.
Okay.
Jerry Butler. Look it up. Jerry Butler and the Impressions. Jerry Butler was originally the group.
I know Curtis Mayfield came afterwards.
I said originally. Yeah. Jerry Butler, when he did He Will Break Your Heart and For Your Precious Love, if you look on the record, it says Jerry Butler and the Impressions.
Willie, thank you for calling and bailing us out there. Yeah. I had faith in you. That's why I was shouting out to St. Louis.
He said JB. I thought he said James Brown.
Well, like
James Brown wasn't in no group.
I had this in my repertoire.
You are the man.
All right, let me ask you a question. Wait, Glenda?
Yes?
All right, ask your husband this. Let me see how good he is.
Okay.
Who sang in the Still of the Night?
He can hear you, Michael.
That's the name on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, who sang it?
I can't call it at the moment.
I can sing it for you. In the still of the night.
That's the one.
That's the one.
You get partial credit
for
singing it.
Five satins.
Gee whiz.
Give me an issue.
Now, if I just told you, five satins. All right, here's another one. This is an easy one. I'm going to give you an easy one.
It's not like he's making this stuff up.
Who sang Maybe? Maybe if you stay. Who sang that song? That was a girls group, big group.
Wow.
Not the Shirelles.
And the Vandellas?
It wasn't, no.
All I know
before
is
before them. It starts with a C. Starts with a
Maybe.
C. Maybe.
They obviously couldn't commit.
That one was the Emotions. Let me see. No.
The Chantels.
The Chantels.
All right. Thanks for listening.
All right, guys.
You'll be getting another $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Michael showing his age there with a Chantel.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That's it for St. Louis. Right. I mean, with all your...
Yeah, St. Louis got all the... They know some stuff. So they got some stuff.
They got all their
but
donuts.
You can't just give me initials, JB. And
Jerry Butler, JB.
Yeah, but you just can't say JB.
Well, I got to tell you, I can't tell you on the air. I mean, really.
But you know, everybody know JB is James Brown pretty much.
That's
if you say
I'm
JB,
saying.
Automatically everybody say James Brown. So you got to go, you know, JYB, you know, something like JYB, just throw everybody off.
Yeah, I would throw them off, all right.
But yeah, Mike, yeah. You're pretty good. I got the king of R&B in here with me today.
Yeah,
he's coming on. He plays good music once we get off air.
Yeah,
he comes in and he was like, "Man, if you the prince, Chris, then let me quiz you." I said, "No. I'm the king. You the king. I'm the prince."
So I'm saving myself. Good. I like his show. We were listening. My wife and I were listening to that when we left a few weeks ago, and he's jamming. He's good.
He's got
good
music. After we go off the show, he's got good music.
He's got good taste.
WOKB, yeah.
Right, don't touch that dial.
You folks listen to when we go off. You listen to his good show. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Go away.
It's true.
Don't go away.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly 20 years, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend.
White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly three-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Folks, sorry I didn't call in today. We missed you. Missed you not calling in. For those who did call in,
Thank you.
We thank you so much.
Okay.
Lynn, wrap it all up.
I'm going to wrap it up, David and Michael. So next week is our annual Memorial Day weekend show, and Gary Sinclair will be here in the studio with us as always. It's a tradition. Elizabeth Wilcox, the Director of Outreach for Florida School for the Deaf and Blind and the Parent Infant Program, will be calling in, and Joe Bogart, who is the executive director of the Blinded Veterans Association, will be calling in, plus much, much more.
Very good.
We hope you join us for Memorial Day weekend. So, David,
have a wonderful week. So good of you guys to tune in, and
thanks, Brenda, for bringing him.
Thanks, Brenda. And thank you all for listening.
All right, thanks.
See you next week,
Charlotte.
God bless you all. Stay well. Take care.
See you next week, same time.
Hey, appreciate it. I was intending to tell y'all thank you so much as well.
Same bad channel.
Take care. And thank you so much, Chris Shaw and Charlotte Massey. Thank you all.
Yay, bye-bye. Charlotte.
Good night.